WTAW News Time is 8:04. It's 59 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Tradition Oil and Lube, your full-service oil and lube shop on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Raleigh Car Wash, or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Tomorrow's Bryan City Council meeting includes a request to do a traffic study around the proposed site of a YMCA center near Blinn College.
The request from Councilman Mike Sutherland and Rafael Pena includes emails from those involved in recruiting the Houston Y to operate branch locations in Bryan and College Station. According to the emails, the Y and Blinn's legal team met last week to build a facility that could open in 2018. The Y would build on Blinn property near Nash and Villa Maria. Funding would come from a student fee of $50 a semester. In College Station, there's discussion about building a Y branch near Bird Pond Road and Lakeway between Baylor Scott and White Hospital and Lowe's. There's been interest from two potential donors who would provide enough money to accelerate construction. Both locations would include an auditorium, but the College Station Y would be located above ground floor retail space. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Bryan School District administrators and community members continue developing recommendations for future changes in attendance zones. In the fall of 2017, Bryan ISD will begin with elementary schools going through fourth grade, intermediate schools for fifth and sixth grade, and changing middle schools to seventh and eighth. In March or April, there'll be community meetings to consider committee recommendations. Superintendent Tommy Wallace wrote in his latest weekly column that they're still collecting information from stakeholders that include employees and parents, which included a gathering last week. Dr. Wallace says there are no plans to curb what's offered in BISD. However, the locations where programs will be housed are not yet known. The goal is for the Bryan School Board to approve new attendance zones in May. A 79-year-old man is charged with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon this morning after College Station police say he threatened his fiancée. William Morris of College Station was still at the Motel 6 on Texas Avenue when officers arrived just before 1 this morning. They say Morris was upset with his fiancée because she accused him of cheating. A knife with a 4-inch blade was found at the scene. The victim was not injured. Bryan police are looking for two people who committed an armed robbery inside a restaurant, then fired shots at passersby Saturday night. Three people inside Pepe's on South College were not injured, nor were four people in a vehicle that were pulling into a driveway in the 100 block of Ellinger. No descriptions of the suspects were released. A former office manager of a Bryan medical practice is appealing her punishment after admitting to stealing $250,000. The Brazos County District Attorney's Office reports 48-year-old Brenda Hobson of Willis posted an appeal bond after she was sentenced to jail for 180 days of shock probation. After that, the judge would decide whether Hobson would serve the remainder of a 10-year prison sentence. That's the maximum time, which was sought by prosecutors. Hobson was ordered to pay $250,000 restitution. The DA's office says Hobson has paid back $150,000, and the remainder is scheduled to be paid in April. Last week's punishment hearing came 6 months after Hobson pleaded guilty to stealing cash, checks, and money orders from Brazos Valley Periodontics between 2009 and 2012. College Station police detectives are looking for a woman accused of four thefts at the same time at the same home over the last 4 weeks. The homeowner installed surveillance video and caught the suspect in action during the most recent theft. Photos are on our website at WTAW.com, along with contact information for the police department. Texas A&M police received a report from a woman who said a man tried to kiss her after she told him she had a boyfriend. This was last Wednesday, just before five in a parking lot near the Student Recreation Center. The woman pushed the man away and locked herself in her car. The suspect's description and more information is online at WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is 8:08. It's 59 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Tradition Oil and Lube. Final look at local news coming up at 8:30. I'm Patrick Zeinert, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Be good to your vehicle, and it'll be good to you. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia from Tradition's Mobile One Oil and Lube. And while that's a simple concept, it's so true. We're a full-service oil and lube shop with years of experience. And that experience tells us to always go the extra mile for our customers. Like topping off fluids for free on most vehicles and free tire pressure checks.
See Tradition's Mobile One Oil and Lube on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Raleigh Car Wash or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office.
There are a lot of important things in our lives we hire an expert for. If you're in a wreck, you should consider hiring an expert attorney. The insurance company pays and trains experts to handle and defend claims. The good news is you can put an expert on your side.
Chad Jones is a board-certified injury attorney with the knowledge to help you if you've been in a car wreck. Call Chad Jones Law, 979-595-5000. That's 595-5000. If you or a loved one was hurt, you need justice. Call Chad Jones Law.
Howdy, this is Pat Sefcik. It's been over 40 years since my dad, Leon, opened for business. The year was 1972, gas was 55 cents a gallon, and Richard Nixon was in office. For over 44 years, Sefcik's has been providing the BCS with full-service car repair. In appreciation of our loyal customers, we are going back to old-fashioned full service for free. Just pull up to any of our pumps, and we'll pump your fuel, check under the hood, and air up your tires.
Family-owned and operated Sefcik Service Center, down from the post office in College Station.
Good morning. It's 810. Brazos Valley weather forecast. Got that for you. It's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Looks like clouds will dominate the sky for most of the day to kick off the new work week. We're going to have a high temperature near 70. We're mostly cloudy during the overnight hours with a chance of showers, low 45. We'll be mostly cloudy during the day on Tuesday. There could be a passing shower or two, high 53. There'll be partial clearing Tuesday night with an overnight low of 38. And looking ahead to the day on Wednesday, will be mostly sunny. Highs on Wednesday will be near 53. I'm meteorologist Steve Lavoie, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And it just gets better this week. It really does. So if you enjoyed yesterday, and it was, you know, late in the day when the sun started going down, it got chilly pretty quick. But overall, it's not bad. We don't have to worry about how to walk on ice or any of that kind of stuff. That's just not our deal. But here's the deal. Okay, so I don't know if you heard about it, but a big snowstorm hit the northeastern United States this weekend.
No, what was it? You know, was it big enough to have a name?
Snowpocalypse? I'm not sure.
It started with the J, that's all I know.
Oh, did it?
Maybe like Jordan or something.
Okay. Well, you know, I hate to talk about other shows on other radio stations, but Wait, Don't Tell Me. It's the best show on radio. It just is. And so what they do is they tape it on Thursday night in Chicago. And so Peter Sagal, who's the host, was talking about how it was a real memo that had come down from NPR corporate saying there's going to be a big snowstorm in the Northeast. And he said, and they sent us a memo telling us the words we cannot use when describing this storm coming to the Northeast. For instance, and then he went and did about six of the things that you couldn't say. One of them was the white stuff. He said, hey, I work for National Public Radio. If we can't talk about white stuff, we got nothing to talk about. Just saying. It's a good show. So the big snow this weekend sends a lot of people to the grocery store to stock up on eggs and milk and bread and all these other staples.
Mm-hmm.
And when hurricanes come here, it's toilet paper too. So much so that stores obviously run out of stuff. Their shelves are bare. And this seems to happen every time a big storm approaches. But why? You'll probably only be stuck in the house for like 2 days at most. So how many glasses of milk and omelets can you actually consume in that time? But according to Psychology Today, it is partly just the sense of being prepared, having a full stock of food. It just feels good in the face of this uncertainty that is coming up, and it gives you a sense of control, which is, after all, what we all want, right? And in many ways, it is just as simple as that. And that there is some sense of ritual to that. Your pre-storm grocery run is something we do, we being members of the community. In a sense, it's not unlike putting up a Christmas tree or doing your cookout on a holiday. Everybody does it, so we do it. It's just a ritual. Storm approaches, go to the store. Make sense?
I think so.
I think what it is, it gives us a sense of comfort. I think that is probably right. I think that's just the thing to do. You know, one day some food is good for you and the next day it's not. We were just talking about coffee a little while ago,
yes.
Right? Something was probably funded by Folgers, you know, says coffee is wonderful. Well, today it turns out cheese is really good for you.
Oh, thank goodness. I just finished a bunch.
Oh, good. At least for mice. A bunch of cheese today at the station?
Oh, no. Yeah, over the weekend.
Because, you know, Wendy's has a burger now that has three different kinds of cheese on it.
I saw that.
Yeah, that's probably not really cheese.
Yeah, that's right. So it's what happens when I get sick. I end up seeing things like that I wouldn't normally see.
Gruyere, really, at Wendy's? I don't
I might have to go.
That's what they're saying. Now at a sandwichatorium, they have a Gouda spread.
I've had that, which is actually pretty good.
Yeah, but is it really? They don't say it's cheese, though, do they?
No, I believe it's a Gouda spread.
It's a Gouda-like product, right?
And a little bit went a long way.
Yeah. All right, so, yeah, I would think that's probably right. So anyway, no, cheese is apparently good for mice. A new study at the University of Michigan shows that something in cheese called Nissen just loves to kill cancer cells. Mice were given Nissen milkshakes, and it killed 70 to 80% of all cancer cells in the mice within 9 weeks. Not only does it attack cancer cells, but it also eradicates that pesky antibiotic-resistant bacteria. In fact, there are no known bacteria that are resistant to Nissen. Now, before you run out and binge on Nissen or cheese or whatever, it is important to note that the results are preliminary, and the mice were given extremely high doses of the concentrated Nissen. So it's not like you can take a loaf of Velveeta and jam it down your throat, okay? Well, that's not cheese. Anyway.
Is it Nissen?
I think it's Nissen.
Is it?
I believe it is.
Oh, I can't find it.
Okay.
Well, okay.
All right. Nonetheless, it is promising research, and it may help us. It's not niacin. We know that, okay?
Okay.
To get closer to a natural and readily available way to fight cancer. Now, see, well, we do. I mean, the smoked Gouda is pretty good stuff. But but get that Parmesan, you know, the really good Parmesan, because I go by that, like, Sam's, where you can buy, like, the 12-pound block.
And you can use it as fake snow in the winter.
You could do that. That's pretty good stuff. You take that and just kind of soften it up. That's not bad at all. That works on just about everything but donuts. It's okay. Just me. All right, let me see. Do you want to know the germiest sources? Do you want to know the germiest surfaces in your 3-star, your 4-star, and your 5-star hotel?
No.
Yeah.
3-star.
Because I'm not going to be staying at one.
3-star says everything. No. It's a tie. It's everything. Oh, in a 3-star hotel, the germiest place is the bathroom counter.
Okay, not surprised.
In a 4-star hotel, the dirtiest thing is the germiest thing is the bathroom counter.
All right.
In a 5-star hotel, the second germiest thing is the
bathroom counter.
That's right.
All right.
Noticing a pattern there.
Number one.
In the 5-star?
Yeah.
Remote. Just saying. And, you know, that's a really good point. If you really think about that, what a hotel ought to do is they ought to put a sanitary wipe, you know, in a little
container,
in a little foil thing, you know, like they have, and just put it right next to the remote.
Or just bring a little quart bag, and the first thing you do is turn it inside out and grab that remote and flip it around and seal it up.
But see, that means you have to plan ahead what the well, no, but what the hotel ought to be doing is be doing that for their guests as a courtesy. I mean, I just came up with that, but I think that's a pretty good idea.
Forewarned is forearmed.
Something like that. I mean, I know that means that you are actually admitting that there may have been someone who has some germs in the room prior to your current guest, but I don't know. Or just put a stack of them in the bathroom somewhere or something like that. Because, I mean, if you think about it.
Complimentary universal remote.
Exactly.
At check-in.
Yeah, or something like that. Yeah, it comes in a bag, or it's sanitized for your protection, and they hand it to you.
Break the seal on it.
Yeah, you break the seal. It's got the little paper thing on it, whatever. Anyway, but I mean, that way, because they do that at the grocery store, do you feel offended that they do that?
No.
You know, they give you a little wipey thing if you want to do that for the handle on your grocery cart.
No.
So I could see that they may be putting a stack of those in a bathroom.
I wish they'd put one at the end of the produce aisle, because I always get some sort of juice, or not produce, but the meat.
Oh, okay.
The meat lockers, because
time was they did that.
Yeah.
Time was they kept that there. But
it comes and goes.
Yeah, where you put your little hand under there, and then we do the little squirt thing.
Or even just a paper towel. Ugh.
Yeah. That was also something they did. But, you know, I'm not sure how much of that gets wasted by kids coming by going, hey, look at this, man.
That's exactly how they sound, too.
Yeah. Next time I'll have to check with one of my grocery-torium people and find out about this. According to a study by health experts, only 16% of U.S. Americans wash their hands correctly.
Happy birthday twice.
Yeah. I guess that's it. Well, and use soap. Okay. That's a good thing if you want to do that. And and then just tell the water to go turn off, or it does that automatically. So 16% of us don't know how to do that. Just saying. All right, 8:19.
The BBSO's very own concert master, Javier Chaparro, and his band, Salud, take to the stage with the symphony for this very special concert. Join us for an exciting evening of romance, jazz, and fun, beginning with Bowling Suite for Violin and Jazz Piano Trio. The symphony will also premiere new works composed by Javier himself, featuring the romantic sounds of South American music and irresistible Latin jazz, on Sunday, January 31st at 5 p.m. in Rudder Theater. Tickets are available at bvso.org or by calling 845-1234. The Brazos Valley Symphony Orchestra, making music come alive.
Newstalk 1620 WTAW. Kevin O'Connor in the studio with Bill McGuire from the Better Business Bureau. How are you this morning, Bill?
I'm doing great. It's going to be a pretty day. And Kevin?
Yes, sir.
Cable company impersonation confools subscribers. That's what's going on in the news when BBB land these days. A deep discount on your monthly cable bill? This may sound like a great way to save money, but it could be the setup for a scam. Con artists are impersonating cable companies and taking advantage of subscribers' eagerness to save money. Here's how it works. You get a call, and it's someone claiming to be a representative from the cable provider for you, and they're with the Loyal Rewards Program. The caller offers you a significant discount on your monthly cable and or service, and for $80 per month, you can get phone, broadband internet, and the premium cable channels. Now, this package would typically run subscribers well over $100 per month, more like $200. Of course, there's a catch. You need to pay for 6 months of the discounted rate up front in advance, and this representative doesn't take credit cards.
Of course not.
They only take prepaid debit cards, and there's your huge red flag. Using one of these cards is as untraceable as paying in cash. According to BBB Scam Tracker reports, lately con artists are impersonating Comcast, but they will likely move on to other cable providers as the scam expands. Also, reports say that scammers frequently have personal information about their targets, such as the address, the phone number, and current level of service, making this con very believable. So, for more information on this, just check out bbb.org/scam, and to report a scam, go to BBB Scam Tracker at bbb.org/scam tracker, and you can also call us at the office, Kevin, as you know, 979-260-2222.
And as always, caveat emptor.
Yes, sir.
Thank you very much. Appreciate
Thanks,
it,
Thanks, Kevin.
This segment brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance.
Are you looking for an experienced insurance company? Van Dyke Rankin, headquartered in Brenham, with new offices on the North Earl Rudder Freeway and Bryan, offers full service lines, including coverage for your business, home, auto, and health. Call Van Dyke Rankin and Bryan at 846-8500 or visit their website at vandykerankin.com. Get a comparison quote and be on your way to a win-win relationship with Van Dyke Rankin, a trusted insurance agency committed to integrity, honesty, and doing it right. Call 846-8500 to find out if Van Dyke Rankin and Company is right for you.
I'm Jennifer Kashinko with Your Money Now. China's government says the nation's growth rate moderated to 6.8% for the fourth quarter and 6.9% for all of 2015. The annual pace was the weakest in 25 years, and the quarterly level missed expectations. But investors now hope Beijing will ramp up stimulus, and note the Chinese markets have already sold off sharply this year. Consumer products giant Unilever, whose brands include Ben & Jerry's ice cream, Lipton, and Dove, says sales in 2015 rose 10% from 2014 to $58 billion. Unilever says it expects tougher market conditions and high volatility in 2016. Japan had a record number of foreign visitors last year thanks to a surge in Chinese arrivals, a cheaper yen, and looser visa rules. Japan has set a target of boosting the number of annual visitors to 20 million by 2020 when Tokyo hosts the Summer Olympics, but already in 2015, 19.7 million people visited Japan. That's Your Money Now.
It's panic time. The boss just asked you when that new building will be completed, and you haven't even started yet. Well, don't panic. Call the name you know, General Steel. You've known General Steel for decades, and you know they'll save you about half the cost and about half the time of conventional construction. But did you know that General Steel has provided buildings for some of the biggest names in business and government? And did you know the General can provide pre-construction planning services for your total project? And I'll bet you didn't know you can get General Steel quality and save thousands. For example, a 40-foot by 60-foot building for under $22,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $35,000. That's right, 5,000 square feet for under $35,000. And all with General Steel's 50-year structural warranty. So don't panic. Call now and lock in some of the lowest prices this year. 866-95-STEEL. Call 866-95-STEEL today. Quick, the boss is coming. That's 866-957-8335.
The Aggie Report brought to you by Sioux Falls Prater Equipment. Go to cptractor.com to find a location near you.
The Aggie Daily Show is brought to you by Flash Seats. Flash Seats is the official secondary marketplace for Texas A&M. Go to aggies.flashseats.com today. You can't lose with Flash Seats. It's changing the game.
Listen up, Aggie fans. You need to check out Flash Seats, the official secondary ticket marketplace for Texas A&M. It's a paperless ticketing system that lets you enter games with a credit card and buy, sell, and transfer guaranteed tickets to Texas A&M games. It's easy, safe, and secure. You can't lose with Flash Seats. It's changing the game. Go to aggies.flashseats.com today.
Another Billy Kennedy Show headed your way tonight at 7 o'clock from Rudy's Barbecue here in College Station.
We got to build on it. We got a lot of games left. Unfortunately, when you look at our schedule as a head coach, you see you're only at the midpoint. So we got a lot of games left, and we got to continue to stay humble and keep working at it.
Texas A&M head basketball coach Billy Kennedy. We'll be looking at the games of last week. That would be Missouri and LSU. And then the game coming up on Wednesday of this week will be at Arkansas Wednesday night at 6, and then at home at 1 o'clock this coming Saturday against Iowa State in the SEC Big 12 matchup. I'm Dave South. That's your Aggie Report.
Those winter chores are coming. Leaves to gather, brush piles to move, trees to take down. Let Sioux Falls Prater help make those chores easier. Their knowledgeable staff will pair you with the right equipment to tackle almost any job other than hanging the Christmas lights. Bagging systems for your mowers and tractors along with steel chainsaws are reliable and affordable to help you get your chores done. For more info, stop by Sioux Falls Prater Equipment, your local John Deere dealer, on Highway 21 West or visit them online at cptractor.com.
The Greek hero Odysseus traveled in a ship. You travel in a car. Odysseus dealt with the Cyclops, storms, and sirens. You deal with 18-wheelers, storms, and sirens. Odysseus traveled 10 years in his ship before reaching home. You want your car to last 10 years so we can get you from point A to point B fast and with no problems. Meet Pete the Greek, who is heroic when it comes to car repair. Pete's the owner of Pete's Auto Care at the corner of Villa Maria and East 29th and Bryan, right across the street from Blinn College. Whether your car's American or from anywhere else, they'll fix it. The guys at Pete's are just plain good at auto repair. Your life is an odyssey. Make sure your car's up to the challenge. When your car needs service or repair, take it to the Greek, Pete, at Pete's Auto Care, corner of Villa Maria and East 29th and Bryan, across from Blinn College.
Casino Rats. I'm Bob Hershon, and this is Science Update. One reason gamblers keep coming back for more is that they've learned to associate the potential rewards with the bright lights and sounds of casinos. These cues also encourage risk-taking behavior in rats, according to a study in the Journal of Neuroscience. University of British Columbia researcher Catherine Wynne Stanley and her team had the rodents complete a gambling-like task with food rewards.
So rather than playing it safe, when the cues were present, the animals really increased dramatically their choice of risky options.
But she says when given a drug that blocks the brain's dopamine 3 receptor, they stopped responding to the lights and sounds with increasingly poor choices. Since humans respond to similar cues, the researchers think the receptor could be a good target for treating gambling addictions. I'm Bob Hershon for AAAS, the Science Society.
Kim Commando here with a serious warning for anyone who is dating online. This time each year, dating websites see a big surge, especially from people who are lonely over the holidays. A New York Times story, Sextortion and Scams, reveals how loads of innocent people get scammed on websites like Match.com, OkCupid, eHarmony, and even quick hookup sites like Grindr and Tinder. The scammers are in West Africa. They examine individual postings on dating sites. They go to work, wooing four or five people at a time, promising what that person wants to hear, posting enticing photos, and creating false identities. Doctors, professors, models, you name it. The key? Your love interest is never local. It's a long-distance relationship. And that's when they begin asking for things, usually money. The FBI says a staggering number of people are taken every year. Here's the rule. If you can't meet someone in person, they probably don't really exist. Get all the breaking tech news updated all the time at news.commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O. I've got a perfect New Year's resolution for you. And like some of them, this one is super easy to keep. Protect your digital files from disasters, computer crashes, viruses, and hackers. Sign up for a free trial of cloud backup today at carbonite.com. No credit card required. And be sure to use offer code KIM to get 2 free bonus months if you decide to buy. Carbonite backs up your digital files in the cloud safely and automatically. Every song, every photo, every document, budget, spreadsheet, and recipe. And Carbonite makes it easy to restore your files if something does go wrong. Over 1.5 million home and small business customers trust Carbonite to protect their data. That includes me, the Kim Commando Show. We use Carbonite in the studio to protect our files, and we love it. You never know what's going to happen. So start your free trial today at Carbonite.com and use offer code KIM to get 2 free bonus months if you decide to buy. That's Carbonite.com, offer code KIM.
The Kim Commando Show is brought to you by TexasKubotaDealers.com. Save big on Kubota products during the More Power to You sales event. Visit TexasKubotaDealers.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:31. 62 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Awards & More. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards & More can put it there. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Negotiations to bring YMCA facilities to Bryan and College Station involve different operating models.
Blinn College Bryan campus students could be footing the bill for a recreation center operated by the Houston YMCA. According to emails that are part of tomorrow's Bryan City Council agenda, Blinn officials met with the Y last week on a facility that would be built near Villa Maria and Nash. Possible funding could come from a student fee of $50 a semester that would generate a revenue stream of more than $1 million a year. The center, which could open in 2018, would include an auditorium, at least one gym, and rooms dedicated to specific purposes such as yoga and fitness equipment. In College Station, discussion involves a private developer donating land between Baylor Scott & White Hospital and Lowe's and paying for an extension of Bird Pond Road. The Y would operate above retail space in a multi-story building. The emails from the Bryan councilman does not indicate when the College Station location would open. The developer's construction partner would build an auditorium with a competition pool and a spectator area, a diving area, a heated therapy pool, and a family swim area. Contact has also been made with the College Station schools, Texas A&M, and CHI St. Joseph Health about possible participation with the Houston Y in the Twin Cities. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
The Bryan School Board is about 4 months from considering changes in attendance zones that will be employed in the fall of 2017. Stakeholders, including parents, staff, and administrators, held another meeting last Thursday. The changes are the result of voters approving a bond issue that creates intermediate schools. That makes elementary schools kindergarten through fourth grade, intermediate buildings fifth and sixth, and middle schools for seventh and eighth. After the meeting, Superintendent Tommy Wallace wrote in his weekly column that the locations where programs will be housed have not been determined, but there are no plans to curb what's offered. And he says the final and crucial piece of their efforts will be to consider campus staffing. Committee recommendations will be determined in time for public meetings in March or April. Then the board is supposed to consider final action in May. Dr. Wallace says after the zones are approved by the board, administrators will plan and finalize programs. A 79-year-old man is charged with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon this morning after College Station police say he threatened his fiancée. William Morris of College Station was still at the Motel 6 on Texas Avenue when officers arrived just before 1 this morning. They say Morris was upset with his fiancée because she accused him of cheating. A knife with a 4-inch blade was found at the scene. The victim was not injured. Authorities are looking for two people accused of an armed robbery inside a Bryan restaurant. After leaving Pepe's on South College, one of the two fired multiple shots at a vehicle that was pulling into their driveway in the 100 block of Ellinger. None of the three inside the restaurant and four inside the car were injured. One of the bullets struck the driveway carport. No suspect descriptions were released from what happened Saturday night around 10:15. A College Station man was stabbed several times Saturday morning at the home of his child's mother. Police did not identify either the person who was stabbed or the one who did it. The man who was stabbed was treated for non-life-threatening injuries at a local hospital. No arrests were made in the incident on Anderson near Southwest Parkway. A Montgomery County woman who admitted to stealing $250,000 while working as the office manager of O'Brien Medical Practice is appealing her punishment. It's been 2.5 years since 48-year-old Brenda Hobson was arrested and 6 months since she pleaded guilty to stealing cash, checks, and money orders from Brazos Valley Periodontics between 2009 and 2012. A punishment hearing took place over parts of 3 days this week in Brazos County District Court. According to the district attorney's office, Hobson was sentenced to 180 days in jail to serve what's called shock probation. After that, the judge decides whether Hobson serves the remainder of a 10-year prison term, which was sought by prosecutors. Instead, Hobson stayed out of jail by posting bond to fight the incarceration. The DA's office says Hobson has repaid $150,000 restitution. Another $100,000 is scheduled to be paid in April. The total of $250,000 was the figure prosecutors say was reached in a settlement of a civil lawsuit against Hobson. Texas A&M police has issued a report of an assault that took place on campus last week. Officers were told Wednesday afternoon just before 5 in a parking lot near the Student Recreation Center, a woman said she was walking alone when a man approached her and began a conversation. He asked her if she had a boyfriend. When she said yes, he hugged her and tried to kiss her. The woman pushed the man away and locked herself in her car. She was not injured. The suspect's description and more information is online at WTAW.com. An Aggie daughter is asking for your help finding her father's stolen Aggie ring. Sana Rahman, class of 14, sent us an email that someone took a briefcase belonging to her father, Kamal, class of 2001, which included his ring. While looking for the original ring, Sana has established a GoFundMe account titled Aggie Ring for Kamal. Details are online at WTAW.com. The Rahman family lives in College Station and operates a convenience store in Bryan. WTAW News Time is 8:36. It's 61 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Awards and More. We'll have more news today at noon with Chelsea Reber. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Awards and More should be your first stop for plaques, trophies, and custom awards. Whether you're promoting your business or getting a trophy for your little leaguer, Awards and More will custom design just the right product for you. Awards and More has t-shirts, printed promotional products, custom engraving, and embroidery. Call 696-3886 or go to awardsandmoreinc.com. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards and More will put it there. Awards and More, 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Schulte Roofing, Prosperity Bank, Majorsmiles.com, and Subway.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
8:37, Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for over 30 years. In addition to fixing slabs, they also specialize in polyurethane concrete raising, driveways, sidewalks, patios, and swimming pools. More information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. Here we go.
There'll be clouds and maybe a few breaks of sunshine today with a high temperature around 70 degrees. We're mostly cloudy with a chance of showers tonight, low 45. There'll be plenty of clouds around during the day on Tuesday. We can't rule out a few passing showers with a high between 50 and 55. There'll be partial clearing during Tuesday night with an overnight low between 35 and 40. And looking ahead to the day on Wednesday, we'll have sunshine and a high between 50 and 55. This is meteorologist Steve Lavoie for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you are. You know, we do many things here at Bryan Broadcasting in addition to this radio thing that we've got going on. We also do any number of publications that you probably see out and about around town. Some of them are family-oriented. We have our Peace magazine. We do some sports stuff. But, you know, one of the most popular ones we have, besides Best of the Brazos, I think the biggest one we have is the Bridal magazine.
It is.
That's a big, big deal.
The photos translate pretty well.
Yeah, they do. And obviously that's an important thing to a whole lot of folks. Comes now from Mashable, the story by Sam Laird about inside the world's first K Cannabis Wedding Expo.
Oh.
When Lauren Gibbs gets married in rural Colorado this July, she'll wear a traditional white dress. In front of about 100 guests, she and her fiancé will exchange vows, then celebrate into the night. A big countryside ranch will host. The Colorado River cuts through the property, surrounded by the Rocky Mountains, nature, alpine forests, and all colliding with blue skies, where friends and family will toast the bride and groom. It'll be picturesque. It's a classic Colorado wedding and a fantastic place to get high. 2 weeks after describing her classic Colorado wedding over the phone, Ms. Gibbs, standing before a group of about 15 people, all women, at Denver's Point Gallery, she's detailing all the ways guests will be able to get stoned at her nuptial. Next to the craft beer bar at their wedding reception will be the Bud Bar.
Oh.
There will be a Bud Tender, who will advise interested guests about various marijuana strains available for consumption. There'll be a range of choices.
I bet you it's a well-attended wedding.
Well, yes. Strains aimed at everyone from the curious yet inexperienced to what the Gibbs call, quote, the most serious consumers.
Mm-hmm.
The guests will be able to vaporize, pack bowls, or roll something up. So
no edibles.
I believe maybe there will be edibles. I would think Twinkies.
Edible.
Oh, I see.
Okay.
Decades of activism have led to this. What organizers bill as the world's first cannabis wedding expo.
I'm sure RSVPs will be dependent on what their random drug test policy is back at work.
Dude, I just so forgot, man.
I swear, I was just at a wedding.
Yeah. Anyhow, let me see. They have a menu, but I can't click on it to make it larger. Oh, I wish I could. Nonetheless, there you go. It's the expo for people who want to do marijuana. Annie McDowell, who I think is a pretty lady, and I think she's the face of one of the cosmetic companies now, apparently did not have a good time last week. Annie was reminding us that, well, they're different than we are, the little people. She clearly did not like it when anybody called her out about it, too. See, here's what happened. Annie got bumped from first class to coach on a recent flight, and the move obviously did not sit well with the actress. In addition to complaining to airline personnel, she and ranting at the passengers that she was forced to sit with in the coach section, she went ahead and tweeted,
"Uh-oh,
help! I paid for first class and they put me in tourist because of my dog, and I pre-booked and paid for." End quote.
They put me in tourist.
Yeah, that's what she said. Well, Twitter users quick to respond, showing Andy that they were offended by the perceived insinuation that she was better than those who usually travel in the coach section. One Twitter writer said, Annie McDowell 3, "Oh, poor baby, forced to sit with the unwashed masses." Well, then, rather than just shutting up, Andy decides she wants to clarify her position. Quote, "I'm happy flying in coach. I'm happy on a bus or a subway. But if I pay for first class, that's where I want to be. That was the point. Lessons learned, never complain on Twitter and don't pay for first class on American Airlines only. Express gratitude. Can we move on now?" End quote.
You started it.
Yeah. Well, no, Andy, we probably can. Now she's going to have to go on all the late night shows and talk about that.
Apology tour.
Yeah. See how all that stuff works out. So. All right, so I don't know if you heard, there was some inclement weather in the northeastern United States over the weekend.
40 inches in part of West Virginia.
Very true. The blizzard that socked much of the northeast. Those poor West Virginia basketball players had to spend an extra night in Lubbock.
One of them on the East Coast was in a bus for 30
hours. Yeah, Duquesne. Yeah, I heard him interviewing the coach. Well, hey, you know what? They had assistant coaches who went into town and got them pizza and brought it back, so just saying. The blizzard that socked in a lot of the Northeast over the weekend created the perfect environment for TV binge watching, as millions of people were left housebound by those record-busting snowfall totals on Friday and Saturday. Hard streaming viewing stats for the weekend are difficult to come by, of course, but anecdotal evidence indicates plenty of people were curled up with the old broadband connection, at least those who didn't lose power. Now, that would be terrible, right? Streaming video usage in Washington, D.C. area, which saw 17 inches of snow, was up 12% on Saturday from the past month's average peak bandwidth usage. And don't senators and elected officials get priority anyway? Don't you get bumped off of that if you're just an underling somewhere? You know, it's like a GS rating, right? Depending on your GS rating, how much broadband you need.
Has your family outgrown your current home, or is it time for something smaller? Whether grand or quaint, Marriott Homes is here to design and build the custom home of your dreams. Hi, I'm Larry Marriott of Marriott Homes. We've been building custom homes of all sizes in the Brazos Valley for almost 40 years, and we look forward to building yours. Backed by our family guarantee, Marriott Homes, a tradition of excellence, voted best home builder in the Brazos Valley since 2003. Call us at 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com.
Come join fellow conservatives as the Republican Party of Brazos County hosts its 2016 Reagan Day Dinner, Tuesday, February 16th at the Brazos Center, with Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick serving as keynote speaker. Meet our local Republican candidates and mingle with fellow Republicans for an evening of fellowship and fun as we prepare for a dynamic presidential election season. The 2016 Reagan Day Dinner, Tuesday, February 16th at the Brazos Center. Sponsorship opportunities and individual tickets available. Log on to BrazosGOP.org.
Texas Aggies Go to War. You've probably heard of it. The magnificent book by Dr. Henry Dethloff and John Adams. Or you might recall that in December of 2014, to commemorate the 70th anniversary of the Battle of the Bulge, the Bastogne War Museum in Belgium opened the exhibit Texas Aggies Go to War, which will remain there until it comes to Bryan College Station this coming August. Well, the folks who spearheaded this deal on this side of the ocean are keeping the exhibit alive until it gets here through a series of presentations. Speaking of spearheading, here's Steve Aldridge.
It's a presentation on the event that happened a little over a year ago where we partnered with our Belgian economic development relationships to talk about Aggies and the shared values and how that was out of the heat of battle was forged over 70 years ago and how today that still is being expressed in our relationship with the Walloon region of Belgium.
The exhibit itself tells the story of five former students at Texas A&M who each had a role in the Battle of the Bulge, the historic battle, which ultimately led to the Allied victory in Europe. Those five are James Hollingworth, class of 1940, Turney Leonard, class of 42, William Pena, class of 42, Joe Rauch, class of 37, and General James Earl Rudder, class of 1932. Here again, Steve Aldridge.
And it's really a representation of three of A&M's core values: leadership, excellence, selfless service. There are many examples of that, but I think that this is one of the best.
Steve Aldridge is a co-chair of the BCS task force that's planning the return of the exhibit from Bastogne to Bryan College Station this August.
The book itself goes all the way from that Dr. Dethloff and John Adams wrote together. It goes all the way from the Spanish-American War to Afghanistan. So this was a particular slice of the involvement in World War II, and it follows the lives of five Aggies who are representative of all Aggies and representative of all servicemen and women who were involved in World War II in not just the European theater, but the Pacific theater also.
But until it gets here, Steve Aldridge and his group are going around and telling folks about it.
We have given presentations to local civic clubs and organizations, the Exploring History Luncheon for the City of College Station, and this is just such a great story that what we realized when we were in Belgium is they know our story about who we are, and they wanted to amplify that, but they know it better than we know and understand it, which makes sense.
There's a great website. It's aggiesgotowar.tamus.edu. That's Bravo Brazos Valley. I'm Tom Turbeville. For Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtors voted the best in the Brazos Valley.
Happy New Year from Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors, bringing you your 2015 housing market update. Average sales price, $215,000, up 6%. Average days on the market, 65 days from 125. Currently, we have 75 days of inventory available. Call us, Agtown Realtors, for a free market evaluation, 979-846-8400. Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors, the trusted source of innovative real estate solutions, creating exceptional experiences for all we serve.
This is Jeff Mirsky with W.E. Gibson Insurance. If someone depends on you financially, chances are you need life insurance. Life insurance provides cash to your family to help meet many important financial needs like funeral expenses, mortgage payments, and college tuition. A top myth about life insurance is that it's not affordable. Give me a call today at 694-1555 and let me show you how affordable a life insurance plan through W.E. Gibson Insurance can be.
Good morning, about 10 minutes till. News Talk 1620, WTAW. A newly discovered trench at the bottom of Loch Ness has renewed speculation that the crevice could be the hiding spot for Nessie.
That's right.
A new sonar reading detected the trench about 9 miles east of Inverness. The reading found the deepest point of Loch Ness to be 889 feet instead of the 754 feet. And could be big enough to hide the monster.
It's like a whole extra bedroom.
Yeah. It's a bonus room. That's it. A bonus room.
A socialist, a communist, and a progressive Democrat walk into a bar. Who pays for the drinks?
Oh, boy. You and me. Pass the hat. Discovery News says there's still plenty of reason to be skeptical. First, the sonar reading was taken by a tour boat operator. And he was probably with Gilligan. And yet has not been independently confirmed. And for over 70 years, Loch Ness has been repeatedly searched using everything from miniature subs to divers to sonar to satellite technology. Everything haven't turned up anything. But Nessie's believers say the lake, more than 20 miles long and about a mile wide for much of its length, the Loch Ness monster's exact size is unknown, but the alleged sightings suggest that if it, in fact, is real, the monster is somewhere from 10 to 40 feet long, ranging from about the size of a small car to somewhat shorter than a school bus. Relative to the lake itself, that would make the monster quite small and be able to hide in lots of different places. And again, did they try to scrape and see if there's any monster poo on the base of the lock? I'm just saying. I mean, wouldn't you look for that, right? Wouldn't you try to find droppings to see if that was true?
I don't know that you can find fish droppings that way.
I guess probably. Well, it works in your aquarium, doesn't it? Just saying.
No, that's what those sucker fish are for.
Oh, that's right. Clean it up. Yeah, magnitude 6.8 earthquake rocked the sleeping residents of southern Alaska very early Sunday morning. U.S. Geological Survey says that Alaska not in danger of a subsequent tsunami. And there were no deaths or serious injuries. Christian Science Monitor says the epicenter, located 162 miles southwest of Anchorage in the Cook Inlet. While this earthquake surprised many homeowners, quakes of this magnitude are common in Alaska. Geological Survey reports a magnitude 7 or greater earthquake somewhere in or offshore Alaska every 1 to 2 years on average. So there you are. It's 8 till.
I have a passion for the environment. That's why I serve in the United States Coast Guard. We monitor commercial vessels, making sure our ports and waterways are safe and clean from oil or other hazardous material. We patrol our fisheries, protect marine wildlife and their habitats. With all we do, it's about protecting America.
Were you born ready to protect America? Learn more at GoCoastGuard.com.
Sponsored by the United States Coast Guard in cooperation with the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Hi, this is Colonel Aaron Vangelisti, commander of the Air Force Reserve's 433rd Airlift Wing at Joint Base San Antonio, Lackland Air Force Base, Texas. Military experience can add greatly to your life, as it has mine. The Air Force Reserve locations throughout the region offer positions with excellent training, including the exciting areas of intelligence and cyberspace. I encourage you to start your adventure in the Air Force Reserve by going to afreserve.com or calling 800-257-1212.
Sponsored by the Air Force Reserve, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
The relationship between accountant and client isn't based on money, it's based on trust. And your trust is not an investment that's taken for granted at Ingram Wallace & Company.
Hi, I'm Diana Wagner. At Ingram Wallace & Company, we take a proactive approach to tax services and provide our clients the taxation expertise they deserve throughout the year. Let us do the same for you.
With over 50 years of experience, trust Ingram Wallace & Company. Call 776-2600 or visit ingram-wallace.com.
Like politicians, some roofing companies tell you things that just aren't so. Like, we've been in business since 1995. Our advice is simple. Trust but verify. Don't take everything that's said as fact. At Schulte Roofing, there's nothing we'll tell you that we're not 100% prepared to prove and back up. For peace of mind, go with the name the Brazos Valley has known for decades. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Roof.
News Talk 1620, WTAW. It's 5 minutes till. Why are there flags at half-mast, you know?
No, I was thinking the same thing when I was driving in this morning.
Well, there's only...
I don't know about today. Friday was because of the Marine that that died in Hawaii.
Mm.
We do that for a lone serviceman now? I mean, I'm not saying I don't like the idea. I just didn't know we did that.
He was local. It was for Brazos and Harris counties.
Oh, maybe that's what it was. Okay.
I found out there's a website for that kind of stuff.
Really? What's it called?
I think halfstaff.org.
That's pretty interesting.
Oh, cool.
I had no idea.
There's one for Texas specifically, but I don't know that one off the top of my head.
Okay.
TX.halfstaff.org.
Oh, that makes sense, wouldn't it?
No.
Okay. I was going to call Mr. Downs. I haven't talked to Mr. Downs in a long time. Thought I'd let him know I was back on the job.
Yeah. Yes?
I just wanted to report I'm back at work today.
Who is this?
Yeah.
And how did you get this number?
Yeah, it's the guy who keeps you from having to get up early in the morning.
Ah, yeah, Scott, yeah.
That's the one. Oh,
there
yeah.
you are. Well,
yeah.
Scott, I'm glad you're feeling well. We've been really worried about you ever since last Thursday when really? Kevin came in and said you were feeling ill and filled in for you.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
was a joke.
I know.
Okay.
The thing is, I'm...
Actually, it was two jokes in one, come to think of it.
Excuse me. Okay.
A, that we cared, and B, that we didn't notice you were gone until Thursday.
Yeah.
So.
I'm pretty jazzed because we're on the cusp of setting a record of being able to play the same Rush update for as many consecutive days as possible.
You know, that's Kevin's problem.
No, Kevin did not. Kevin passed the buck on that one day one.
No, Kevin forgot to actually walk in and take the engineer by the collar and shake him really good.
Till the
screwdrivers fell out of their pocket.
I watched him fix it. Really. I was sitting there when he did it.
And there's nothing better than five-day-old investment news on the Dow Jones report.
This is going well. Yeah. Well, that's okay. My lips actually move when we talk about... families getting deployed on Focus on the Family.
Yes, yes.
I'm really
like
there with you, man.
Okay, that's what we're hoping. Maybe we can do that. We could get that. We can get a listener on the phone.
It could be like karaoke shoot off or whatever is that they do.
Right. Well, we do is we're playing Focus on the Family, and he's in the middle of the line, and we stop, and they complete the sentence.
For A&M basketball tickets.
For A&M basketball tickets. That's right. We got big games coming up. That would be a good thing.
I'm saying this is there's potential here for a major promotion.
Yep. That's well.
But if we've got to find some. Do we have any basketball tickets we can give away or something?
Yeah. Well, we do.
Fabulous prize.
Yes. Iowa State coming up this weekend. Then we got Kentucky later in the schedule. No, we really do. We got great prizes. We need to be able to continue this inefficiency so we can take advantage.
What we need to do though. The prize that we need to give away is tickets to last week's game.
That's an excellent point. That's very true. Okay.
Out of
just wanted to check in, let you know that I was here, and all's right with the world.
Well, thank you very much for showing back up.
Okay, bye. Okay, there you go.
I think Kevin's saying that particular one a little louder.
Yeah, gotcha. So Larry David's going to host the Saturday Night Live on Feb 6.
Is he now?
Just in time for the New Hampshire primary. I guess he'll
Be perfect.
Yeah, he'll play Bernie.
Yeah.
Now, but apparently they had really good numbers over the weekend, too. What's that that boxer chick, fighter chick?
Ronda Rousey.
Yeah, she was the
boxer chick.
Whatever. I don't watch it. Anyhow.
But, silver medalist in the Olympics.
Yeah, I understand. Anyway, but I think that Tina Fey was on, right?
Oh, yeah.
She made her appearance again, so that was that's kind of...
There were some people saying she inhabits the persona of Sarah Palin a little too well
now. Yeah, she really does. Well, those Mozons, the government obviously not happy with those Mozons who managed to break off the beard of King Tut on his burial mask when they were trying to supposedly restore it 2 years ago. Then they glued it back on with epoxy. That's why they're headed to trial for gross negligence. In the meantime, last year's team of restorers, their restorers are working to remove the epoxy, reattach the beard using beeswax, which is often used in an adhesive. What, they went and got, what, the guy had just been watching TV and he saw, like, super glue, and so they went and got super glue for this?
Because Gorilla glue wouldn't work?
Yeah.
You get the second order free.
Yeah, exactly. Shipping. That's it. Yeah, I could have gotten, get two tubes for the price of one. Sure, why not do that since we're only
but
talking.
But wait, there's more.
Yeah, we're just talking King Tut's mask. Mm-hmm. Nobody would care anything about that. Let's see, in the meantime, this Blue Origin, this is the aerospace company owned by Jeff Bezos, successfully launched and landed a reusable suborbital rocket on Friday afternoon out in West Texas. That was pretty cool. Second time I think they've done this particular piece, as a matter of fact.
You see, the SpaceX didn't work?
Yes, exactly. So now they're dueling over that. So there you go. And in 1924, the Winter Olympics started once again. And in 1984, Apple's Macintosh went on sale for $2,495. Back tomorrow. WTAW.